is The Naked Scientist with Dr. Chris and with Dr. Kat, and we're talking particle physicists, of particle physics rather than particle physicists. Christina Lazzaronis from Birmingham University. Hello, Christina.
Hello.
Now, we've heard from Ben about some of these collisions and the huge energies that are going to be produced, and presumably from those collisions there are particles produced or evidence that particles get produced, so we can try and understand what's inside atoms. So what are you actually looking for in your experiments?
So that's right. We try to collide together. In this precise case for the Large Hadron Collider, is two protons together, accelerated at about the speed of light. And the fact that they have this huge energy will make possible to produce heavy particles, and particles that were never seen otherwise at the very beginning, the origin of the universe. So that's what we try to find. Essentially, we try to find new particles that we were not able to see before because we didn't have enough energy.
So what you're trying to do is to simulate in a laboratory environment the Big Bang. So how
kind
all
of.
This energy got turned from a pinpoint source of energy into the stuff, the matter that is the stuff we see around us today.
Yes, that's quite the idea, yes.
I guess the question is, though, is that safe? Are we going to spawn a new universe in CERN, Geneva, where actually, I mean, people do say it's the centre of the universe in some respects, but is that a good idea?
Yes, it is actually a very good idea. And no, we are not to destroy an entire universe. For example, at CERN, we've been smashing particles together for years. In fact, CERN has been celebrating its 50 years quite recently. And nothing of such catastrophe ever happened. And there is good reasons for that. So the idea that we got higher and higher energies because we want somehow to go more and more back in time. So we want to see the particles that were produced more back and back in time. But that doesn't mean that it's dangerous, because this particle leaves so shortly and they're not dangerous in itself that there would be no harm for anybody.
How can you ever know that you really have faithfully recreated what was going on at the Big Bang?
Now, that you probably, okay, let's be honest, we would not recreate the exact condition of the Big Bang, but what we want to do is try to go at the very similar condition as much as we can. That doesn't matter, the perfect condition, to try to understand how these particles were formed and the new particles that may come over, and try to build a more complete picture from that.
So theorising for a minute and sort of straying into Ben's territory, so what do you think actually happened then? When the universe was first born, there was a lot of energy around. So could you just talk us through what you think, on paper at least, probably happened?
Right. So, at the very beginning, we think that there was a new state of matter, which called quark gluon plasma, which in fact is one of the main topic of one of the experiments at LHC. So you know that in quarks are confined in protons and neutrons. So, in fact, we never see quarks free so far. We see protons and neutrons, but not the quarks. But we believe that at the very beginning, there was such hot and dense state of matter that the quarks were actually free. And so it's all together some sort of big, hot and dense soup of quark and gluons. So then from there, the thing started to freeze out. And there are models that has to be somehow this kind of sort of studies that we do with gases and with liquid, you know, sort of thing. And so it frees out, and at some point somehow matters or atoms, as we now believe, they're formed. And also light is released and go out forever. And that is what we observe. Then from atoms, we've got bigger objects and so on.
So when you design an experiment for the LHC, as it will be next year when it switches on, we hope, in CERN.
We hope, yes.
What's going to be happening is a stream of protons is going to be whipping round this circle at 27 kilometres long at nearly the speed of light.
Yep.
Tremendously high energy. And that beam will then be brought into collision course with a second beam going the other way.
Yes.
The two will then cannon into each other at a point that presumably you know where that collision will happen. So what are you looking for?
So at that point, in fact, there's going to be four places of collisions along the ring. And at that point, we place in these collisions point somehow of huge cameras that take almost sort of photographic pictures of what's going on. So then from these pictures, you try to use some sort of forensic science to go back and see from the traces that they left in the detector what was actually happened in the first collision.
That doesn't sound too complicated. The price tag has been huge. How long are you going to have to do this for to see the kind of evidence that you need to say, now we know what's going on?
Well, it actually depends on particular what people are looking for. If you look for very rare processes, for things that you know they're very, very rare, you have to look for long, of course. There might be other things that you spot immediately. We hope to see the Higgs boson quite fast, but, you know, you never know until you see it.
And just to finish off, Christina, Ben mentioned it, you've now mentioned it. What actually is the Higgs boson?
Right. So the Higgs boson is supposed to be the thing that gives everybody mass. So it's somehow, we could imagine like a sort of gelatin that fill up the space. And the bigger you are, the bigger resistance this gelatin offers to you. So somehow the Higgs mass is this sort of gelatin that fill up the entire space. Yeah, and somehow it gives you mass because it gives you a measure of the resistance that you have going through it.
So this is what Ben tells us should exist, but you're now setting out to try and find whether it does or not.
Yes, if it doesn't exist, in fact, the old theory needs to be revised quite fundamentally, yes.
Thank you very much. That's Christina Lazzaroni. She's from the University of Birmingham. Thank you very much, Christina.
I'm absolutely fascinated by the Higgs boson. I've heard it called the God particle, you know, the absolute fundamental. Anyway, we can come back to discussion about all those kind of bosons and muons and things later.